What's up, Eagles fans, and welcome back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined by NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, every segment here leading up to the start of free agency, we're going to break down each position player by player, go over some of the top names that fans should be aware of in free agency. We're going to start at the quarterback position. Last time you and I stood in this spot, the Eagles drafted Carson Wentz. Obviously, they're not looking at some of these big-name quarterbacks, but some of these players will impact the Eagles' division in a big way. No, let's start with Kirk Cousins and the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, it'd be hard for me to believe that he's not going to be a Redskin, especially within the offense that he's in with Jay Gruden. Because Kirk Cousins, to me, he's an orchestrator. He's a distributor. And he's in a very well-designed offense with Jay Gruden that allows him to operate at pretty high efficiency. And that's really what Kirk Cousins is. And this play is a really good example of that, because what you're going to see, here's Cousins in the shotgun, and you're going to see now DeSean Jackson. He's going to basically run a post. It's quarters coverage. So what you're really doing here is you have to control that safety right there. That's the safety you really have to control, because you have an outside leverage corner. This is what Cousins does well. He understands concepts. This is a pass game concept. He understands defense, and he makes a throw here, a very good throw for a touchdown to DeSean Jackson. But that's really what Kirk Cousins is. To my way of thinking, Fran, it would be a big mistake for him to go anywhere else at this point in his career, because he's melded very well with Jay Gruden, and I think he fits that offense really well.
Yeah, that certainly would be a surprise to see Kirk Cousins end up with a different team here in 2017. Let's go to another name, a player that has been in the league now for a few years and is kind of one of the hot names on the market right now. It was initially thought to be the quarterback of the future there for the Tampa Bay Bucs, Mike Glennon. Obviously, they draft Jameis Winston number one, and that was put to bed. But let's talk about what Glennon brings to the table.
There were a lot of people when he came out, particularly his college coaches, who also coached Matt Ryan at Boston College, felt that Mike Glennon was similar to Matt Ryan. And Glennon is a pocket quarterback. He's big. He's got some physicality to him. He's not a big-time thrower, but he can run a multi-dimensional offense. And here, this is an example of Glennon. You're going to see sort of a three-level stretch concept, a flood concept. He's going to hit the intermediate route. He's good at this. He has a sense of anticipation. The issue with him has always been that he's a little deliberate in everything he does. He's a big guy. He has to play a little faster. He has to be less deliberate. He's a very measured player. But he could probably be a starter in this league on an offense that has a run game as a foundation and that has some weapons on the outside.
Certainly the same thing can be said for veteran Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's been in the league now for it feels like 15, 20 years at this point. Started the last few years now with the New York Jets. Talk about Ryan Fitzpatrick, brought back on a one-year deal this past offseason.
Yeah.
What can he bring to an NFL team?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of that gunslinger mentality to him. He can make some big-time throws, and then he can also make some head-scratching throws. The inconsistency is just too much of a problem with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Last year in particular, he really had a hard time in the red zone, Fran, and that was really problematic. Threw way too many interceptions in the red zone where you have to take care of the football, and that's really been his issue. But you see here, capable of making very good throws. He's a veteran quarterback. People may not be aware that he has well over 100 starts in the NFL coming out of Harvard. So he's a guy that he's really a stopgap kind of player. If you're going to sign him and he's going to be your starting quarterback, it's because you really are not comfortable at the quarterback position. But he certainly has proven he can play in this league.
Ryan Fitzpatrick came into the league very much unheralded coming out of Harvard, coming out
of the
Ivy League.
Drafted him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then you go to Blaine Gabbert, who was a top 15 pick coming out of Missouri. A lot of people thought he would be the number one pick early in that draft process.
Jacksonville traded up to get him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So now he goes to San Francisco, plays this last year, had a handful of starts. What did you see from Blaine Gabbert last year?
Yeah, I think you see a lot of the same things that have sort of plagued him throughout his career. He's not real physically tough in the pocket. He's a little bit inaccurate. He misses too many routine throws. That's essentially why he got benched for Colin Kaepernick, is he just started to miss throws where the design of Chip Kelly's offense broke down the defense and got people open. Here's another three-level stretch. This is probably one of his better throws of the season, where you see him throw with great anticipation to McDonald, the tight end. This was really, really well done by Gabbert. He shows flashes, but he's also taken enough snaps, Fran, and made enough throws where I think the feeling at this point is he's probably best suited as a backup quarterback.
So one player that has been a backup quarterback throughout his career, started here in Philadelphia as a former fourth-round pick, Matt Barkley. We trade him to the Arizona Cardinals, ends up with the Chicago Bears this year, gets a handful of starts. What did you see from the former Eagle?
Yeah, and there were a few stretches where he actually made some throws and played pretty well. You know, the issue with Barkley has always been he has some physical limitations. There are some throws he can't make. You know, unlike really the play we're showing here, which was actually one of his better throws of the season, this was a difficult throw, a dig route against a zone coverage with a lot of bodies there. This is one of those throws where you have to stick between people. This was one of his better throws of the season. But the reality is with Matt Barkley, he's a little smaller than you'd like. His arm is not as strong as you'd like. He's not as physical as you'd like. So ultimately, with Matt Barkley, you're dealing with another guy. If you sign him, you're really signing him to be a backup quarterback.
So, Greg, it certainly does not seem that the Eagles will be in the market for a starting quarterback.
No, they will not be.
Absolutely.
I think they're in pretty good shape.
I think so. I think we both feel pretty good about the Eagles being good at the starting quarterback position. But, like you mentioned, a couple of these guys could be potential backups for their future NFL team. Greg Cosell, appreciate the time here. As always, we will continue breaking down the free agent class right here inside the film room.